Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 14th, 2017. Today is Tuesday in the second week of Lent. One of the Psalms appointed for today is Psalm 62, which happens to be one of my favorites. And I want to read four verses from Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, and verses 6 and 7. This is a reading from Psalm 62. For God alone my soul in silence waits. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be greatly shaken. For God alone my soul in silence waits. Truly my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be shaken. In those four verses, we can see the parallelism of Hebrew poetry at its best. I can read those words even in the midst of turbulent times and feel myself settling in. It's helpful, isn't it, to be reminded that people of faith have a hope beyond whatever happens to be going on in the world around us. This does not mean that we ignore what is happening in the world. Rather, it means that we understand our hope, our salvation, our healing, our future is secured not by the latest policy out of some governmental office or building, but by God. This is particularly helpful, I think, in a 24/7 news cycle where it is so easy to get caught up in the latest injustice or the latest tragedy or the latest awful thing that someone reports. It is easy to lose our way in a world of noise. It is easy to become distracted. It is easy to feel rootless. And the psalmist calls us to remember from whence our rootedness comes. Now, I understand that because of the nature of life, most of us aren't going to be able to spend a great deal of time in silence today. In fact, if we're lucky, we will have a minute or two. But I want to encourage us to look for crevices of silence in the midst of the noise, and to remember that our salvation and our hope come not from the noise around us, but from God and God alone. It's helpful to remember that God is our rock, God is our stability, God is our healing, God is our stronghold. Again, not as a way of escaping the world around us, but rather as a way of centering us so that we can be people of faith through the noise and through the anxiety and through the anger and through the violence and through the injustice, that we can be people who are not shaken because our hope is in God and God alone. Find a minute or two. Let your soul settle into silence. And remember that your hope is in God. Let us pray. O God of peace, who has taught us that in returning and rest we shall be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.